This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Love is in the air.
Right, Paul Perillo? Valentine's Day here at Gillette Stadium.
Sure. Happy birthday, Drew Bledsoe.
That's true. Drew Bledsoe's birthday, Valentine's Day, so it's an extra love-filled fest for Paul Perillo.
Absolutely, a lot of love.
It all comes together on another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast here. I don't really have much to talk about, Paul. I haven't made any transactions, but Monday, the 17th, 3 days from now, opens the window for franchise tagging among the 32 NFL teams, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Okay.
There is a singular option, in my opinion.
Mine as well.
Aqib Talib, number one cornerback, shutdown corner, difference maker in the Patriots defense. As of September or early October, defensive player of the year candidate by some. Franchise tag is going to be upwards of $11 million this year. I think it was like 10.8 last year. It's not yet finalized, but it's going to be more than $11 million, which you would have to create upon tagging him. Whether that came the 17th or 2 weeks later, I believe the end of the window is the 3rd, but it's a two-week window. You'd have to have that 11 and change on the books to tag him. Paul Perillo, a guy who missed three games last year but still had four interceptions, was not on the field for the AFC title game last year, was not on the field for the AFC title game the previous year, had a hip injury the previous year, but also had an interception return for a touchdown among his three or four interceptions in his first half season as a Patriot. All these factors culled together, arrived on a four-game suspension, has been a perfect teammate since. Bill Belichick raves about him. His teammates rave about him. Is this guy going to be franchise tagged by the New England Patriots?
I'm not sure what the Patriots are going to do. I personally would not franchise him. I know you would.
I would.
I think it's too much money and it's too much of a risk that he might take it. I don't think he can tie up for a guy, to me, who when healthy is a difference maker but is not healthy often enough. And I feel like that they, if they can get a long-term deal with him for better numbers, then I would be willing to do that, but I don't want to franchise him.
I shudder to think what this defense would be without Aqib Talib. I think that would be a major step in the wrong direction. And one of my concerns is there are teams out there with just boatloads of cap money to throw around. I think the Raiders are like $65 million under the cap or some ridiculous figure, and have been known to make curious decisions and just throw money around willy-nilly to different people. You know, usually it's their kicker and their punter, but they might actually try to do it at a real position this time around. I would franchise tag Aqib Talib because I think you need the insurance policy. I think he's that important. I think he has to be back. Obviously, the goal is to get him on a four-year deal with cap numbers that are more.
Yeah, we both agree on that.
$5 or $6 million, whatever it may be, that he, you know, he played on the one-year $5 million prove it deal this year. Well, he proved different things. He proved he couldn't stay healthy, and he proved when he was healthy, he was one of the best cornerbacks in the game. So it was an interesting prove it season for him. And I thought the Patriots, Robert Kraft, when he was asked about this a couple of weeks ago, you know, said they very much want him back. He's a difference maker, but he can't always stay on the field. And so begins the negotiations, which clearly that will be a discussion. I think that would be a major blow to this team's championship-type hopes. If you truly believe you can get back to an AFC title game, go to a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl, I think we've seen you need a corner. You need somebody who can cover. I don't have a lot of confidence in anybody else in that back end right now.
I'm with you. I think he's a very important guy. I think he is a difference maker when healthy. I think that he has put himself in position where he probably knows that he is worth more than that on the open market, and I'm not sure the Patriots want to pay him 11 and a half or whatever, you know, 11 somewhere between 11 and a half and 12 million that some of the estimates have. I'm not sure they want to pay that much. I don't think the long-term deal is going to be as high as Talib is going to be looking for. So I'm not sure that the long-term deal will get done with the franchise tag as insurance. We'll see if it ends up happening, but I agree with all the stuff that you're saying about Talib and the importance that he has. I think we saw in the first 3 weeks of the season, he can definitely make a difference. He can take that other team's top guy and allow you to do different things. they don't have another guy like that. I agree.
And it's not just what he does, which what he does is impressive, but it's also the tone it sets. You know, when he gets in Jimmy Graham's mug on the first or second snap of the game, when he gets in Steve Smith's mug, and that one maybe went a little too far, but he's a tone setter, you know, and this is a team that's going to lose Brandon Spikes in all likelihood. They don't have a ton of playmakers, ton of tone setters, ton of, and that swagger that he brings, I also think is a bit of a valuable commodity in that locker room and on that football field for that defensive team. So I'd be concerned. You know, we're working on a make
one.
Your case for Patriots.com in which we debate this and then give fans the vote to the option to vote whether they would tag Tlaib or not. My other concern is just sometimes stuff happens, and we saw it with Wes Welker. Something happened there, and things just sort of got out of control. You may have wanted him back, whatever, but then you overpaid to replace him with Danny Amendola, didn't get the production out of that you wanted. Would you have been better off just, you know, biting the bullet and keeping the guy that you knew worked here and was productive? I wonder about that with Tlaib. Yeah, you can replace him. You can replace anybody not named Tom Brady. You can find another corner. But will he fit? Will he work? Will he be as good? Will he be a matchup guy?
The fit part is important, too, because I do think that he fit. And I think
which is weird, because I think some of us doubted
that was a big part of the reasons that people thought that it was a risk. And that's been the opposite. His teammates seem to love him. The secondary, those defensive backs really respond to him. You bring up a good point with the fit. I do think it's an important
element. Given the nature of the position, we know that shutdown corners are supremely valuable. But is he more valuable here because of, A, how much he likes it and whatever the attitude he's been able to bring here that he didn't have in Tampa and, quite frankly, didn't have at Kansas State? And
Kansas.
One of those in that state. Is he more valuable here because he wants to be here and it has worked here? And if he goes to Oakland, you know, they throw some money at him, does he lose some of that because now he's in a different place with a different coach in a different environment?
Yeah, I don't think he's more valuable to the Patriots than he would be to another good team. I think the fact that the Patriots are good and competitive what he was looking for. I think the Tampa thing had sort of grown frustrating to him. Maybe for those reasons, I think Oakland might be one of those things. Careful what you wish for if you just take the money.
Right.
Because I'm not sure he'll be happy. But let's face it, there are plenty of other teams right now that you put him on with that Seattle secondary. You don't think that would work now?
I think it would work.
Seattle is going to have some other issues coming up with. I'm just using that as an example of a good team. San Francisco, to me, is a team that could use a cornerback. You know, they certainly would have him on their list. A team like Miami, you know, I think that you might view themselves as a player away. A lot of cap space there, too. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different teams, I think, that he would be happy playing for. I don't think he's more valuable for the Patriots than, you know, another good team, a Denver or a San Francisco. The question would be, does he like it so much here that he doesn't think he could be happy anywhere else? And then maybe you can benefit from that.
My final question, and I do think there's a chance you will get some sort of benefit of his happiness here. His best buddy, Blunt, may or may not be here, but they've loved it here. Didn't play in the NFL until he got to New England, all that. You may benefit from that. But my final question is, whether he gets $11.5 million or whether he gets 4 years, $35 million with 16 guaranteed, something like that, do you have any fear that you will see a regression in either his play or his attitude slash fit with the team when he gets paid?
I don't really have that fear. I do have the fear of his health, though. I don't have a fear. I think his attitude is legit. I mean, for a year and a half, we've seen the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's an actor, if he's just like playing along to fit in, he's doing it very well. So I don't really have a huge fear of he's going to get fat and happy. I don't have that. But I do have the fear of the hip injury and investing long-term big money into a guy that can't make it through a season.
That's the debate. Go after you listen to this podcast, head over to Patriots.com and vote. Make your case. It'll be up later today. Should the Patriots tag Aqib Tlaib as an insurance policy? Maybe, like I would like it to be, as just a flat-out another one-year deal because you don't want to commit to a guy who has injury issues? Or do you not tag him and you run the risk of him leaving when free agency opens on March 11th?
Yeah.
It's a great debate. He's a great player, and he's the key to the Patriots offseason in the opinions of, I think, pretty much everyone. I say tag him. Paul says don't. Have your say later today, Patriots.com.
Before you sign off for good, just want to throw the Michael Lombardi thing out there. It certainly seems like he is headed toward some sort of role here in New England? Do we, you know, we kind of look at the roster. We don't have anything definitive on that. A lot of different reports indicate that Michael Lombardi, the former GM of Cleveland, who just got fired earlier in the week, could be coming back to join Bill Belichick in some capacity.
Well, his title is easy. It's FOB.
Right.
Friendo Bill. If you spell it with two B's, it's Friendo Bill Belichick. Either way, he's his buddy. Another voice in the scouting department. Something to argue with if you're another radio station. But for us, it's just another body. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. We'll talk to you a week from Friday, because Paul and I, next Friday, will be at the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, breaking down the 300-plus prospects that could be Patriots coming.
I only got about 250. You got the other 50.
Okay, I can do that. Until then, peace out.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.